right in the middle of a second date update. And if you're just joining us, today's second date update is proof that you should not take risks in life. Mm. Just be safe, because every time you take a risk, it screws something up.
Oh, man.
Right, Raul?
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yep.
Oh, my
exactly.
gosh.
Raul, if you would have just taken this girl to dinner, maybe a movie, who knows, you could have been married by now. But instead, you had to surprise her with a skydiving trip, and then you ended up getting scared and not being able to jump out, and now she's judging you.
Yeah, no good deed goes unpunished, right?
I don't even know what that means, Raul. Yeah. Don't even know what that means. All I know is you screwed up by taking her skydiving on the first date.
I spent $400, man.
That is an expensive first date. And yeah, we don't know for sure that she's judging him for not jumping and screaming like a little baby inside the plane,
that
okay?
That is true. If you're just joining us, he took a girl named Justine skydiving. The only thing is, Raul was scared to jump out of the plane.
Yeah.
She jumped out. They had to circle around again. He finally jumped out, but yelled so loud the instructor even commented on it after, like, wow, I've never heard anybody scream that loud. So that's why Raul thinks he's not getting a call. All right, man, you ready to get her on the phone?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, you sound so defeated, buddy. No. Be brave this time, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You sound like you're more nervous now than you would be going skydiving.
Yeah, I think I kind of am, man.
Okay.
Oh, man, good luck.
Here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Justine, please?
This is she.
Hey, Justine, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Fine. Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
We're calling you because one of our listeners actually asked us to get you on the phone.
About?
Skydiving.
Yeah.
Put it blunt.
It's actually true.
Skydiving?
Yeah. You went skydiving. Week and a half ago now? Something like that?
How did you know that?
Because Raul, the dude that you went skydiving with, wanted us to call you. Because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So Raul told us how you guys went skydiving, and now he can't get a hold of you. So he asked if we could help.
So you're calling to ask me for Raul, is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, it's kind of like a middle school type situation.
Like, right?
You know, hey, do you like our friend Raul? Can you check yes or no in this box?
So true.
Yeah, I definitely have to check no on that box.
Okay.
Really?
That makes sense.
Okay, well, do you mind telling us why?
He lied to me.
What?
Lied to
that
you?
Is not the answer I was expecting. I thought you meant... Like, it wasn't because he was being a big sissy and wouldn't jump out of the plane?
No, I was so over it before that even happened.
What?
You were over the date before you guys even went skydiving.
Oh, my God.
His account is way different. I mean, other than being scared to jump out of the plane, he thought you had a great time.
I mean, I had a great time skydiving.
Okay, so that was fun, but what did he lie to you about?
He kind of catfished me.
Oh, does he look totally different than what his picture did on the dating profile?
No, he looked like his picture. It was him. It was the same guy from the photo.
So how did he catfish you then?
Yeah, like his job or something?
He just lied. On his dating profile, he said he was 5'8".
Uh-huh.
And I knew right away when I walked up and saw him, he is taller than he said he was.
Wait, what? Huh?
He's taller than 5'8".
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, he is definitely taller than 5'8", because I am 5'10", and he was as tall as me, and I only date shorter guys.
What?
Oh, what?
Okay, so...
What? Are you, like, the only girl that has ever said that in the history of, like, the universe?
It doesn't really matter. He still lied.
Wait, okay. Right now, I don't even care about that point. Why do you want to date guys that are shorter than you?
I like to date shorter guys. Because I'm 5'10", and guys who are shorter than me, they try harder, they're a lot nicer. Tall guys are usually really talky and douchey.
Dude.
And I've just learned from experience.
Justine.
It's always better.
I'm like 5'7", maybe. And I've been saying that my whole life. That shorter dudes, we have to work harder, you know?
It really has.
Well, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you guys, like, even if you want to make that big generalization, and that's true, was Raul cocky and a douche? Like, I feel like you're judging him before he even got a word out.
I mean, it doesn't matter, because I've had enough experience to know that that shorter guys are just better. And, I mean, they're hotter to me.
Wow.
Thank you. On behalf of all the short dudes, this is the best second date we've ever done.
I like what I like, okay? For example, I like being able to help out around the house and reach the tall things that the guy can't. I think that's fun.
Okay.
And I like going out with a guy that can be the little spoon, you know? Sometimes I want to be the big spoon, and that's a lot easier when the guy's short.
Hey, Justine, what do you feel about, like, a guy having to get on his tiptoes to kiss you when you're in high heels?
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's really, really cute.
Isn't it the best? Oh, it's hilarious. God. I love it because I like taller women to put on high heels next to me and make me feel like a little dude.
If you have a big nose, it's getting
don't tell me you have a big nose, Justine. I won't be able to finish this
thing. Stop trying to be your little pocket boyfriend, okay?
Boy. Justine, I'll calm down and fall back for a second, but I do need to let you know that Raul is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Hi, Justine.
Seriously?
Justine, are you kidding me? I mean, that's why you're not calling me back?
Yeah, because you lied to me. I don't date liars, and I don't date tall guys.
Whoa.
You're both.
You're a lying, tall bastard, Raul.
I mean, but this has to be the first time in history. Guys always lie and say they're taller.
Yeah,
why are you lying and saying you're shorter, Raul?
Look, I didn't even realize I put 5'8". Okay, I'll go back and fix it. But Justine, come on. I mean, that's why you don't want to date me, because I'm, you know, 2 inches taller than I said I was.
Are you 5'8 or under?
No, but, I mean, you know.
Okay, fine. Then I'm not interested.
Oh, my gosh, Justine. Justine, you could be missing out on, like, the person of your dreams. You could be missing out on amazing people just because of this weird height restriction for you.
Or she could be more accepting to amazing people who are closer to the ground. Depends how you look at it, Justine. I'm on your side.
Yeah, we can tell.
Why are you guys trying to tell me what I like? I've been with guys. I know my height cut off. I want to be with a guy who's 5'8 or under, that we don't even need a king size bed.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not telling you. I am fully behind you on this one. You have my complete support, Justine.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, don't you like to feel protected by a guy who's, you know, 3, 4, 5 inches taller than they are?
Oh, what are you saying? I need protection?
No.
That I can't protect myself? I'd prefer to be with a guy who could jump out of a plane before me without throwing a little fit.
She's got a point.
All right. You got me there, but, you know, I finally did jump, okay? I did jump.
That's oh, true. Good for you.
Give him credit. Yeah.
All 5'10 of you.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm pretty sure that we all know the answer to this, but Justine, would you like to go out with Raul one more time on a second
date?
We will pay for it. You didn't let me finish the sentence, Justine. We'll pay for it.
No, I can't believe it. I mean, over 2 inches. Who ever heard of a girl that wants a shorter guy? I mean, that's bizarre.
Oh, I think if anything, you know, you cut your losses, Raul. It's not something that you can actually control, so I wouldn't feel too awful about it.
And I spent $400.
That part you may feel bad about.
You are out $400.
Yeah. That was expensive first date, Raul.
Can you pay for that?
Definitely not. No.
No.
We will not be paying for your first date that you went on.
Reimbursed?
Yeah.
Well, you were going to pay for the second date.
Yeah, but there wasn't going to be $400. It was going to be like a $25 gift card to Red Robin or something like that. So I'm not doing that. Justine, are you still there or have you hung up on us by now?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to us, and thank you for telling us why you don't want to date Raul.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I'll be hitting you up later.
That was going to happen.
I'm real short.
Yeah, go out with him.
Yeah. Thanks, Raul. Hey, didn't work out for you. I guess you got to find a girl who is accepting of you tall freaks out there.
You know, I'm 5'10". I'm not even that tall, for playing out loud.
That's a good point.
Well, I'm sorry. You're too tall to ride this ride, so... Bye.
Oh, man.